Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I have a new band that just signed up with Mystic, the from Underexposure, and I've got Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Candace.
And we've got Artie.
Hi,
Artie.
Hi, how's it going? Hi.
And we have Arthur.
That's right, that's me.
All right.
Two arts in the band.
That's good. So, do you guys want to introduce yourself one at a time, starting with Josh, and tell our listeners what you play?
I'm Josh Wilson. I'm the drummer for Fox from Underexposure.
Okay.
I'm Arthur, and I'm the bass player. I'm the newest member.
And I'm Artie. I'm the oldest member. I sing and I play guitar.
Okay, and we have everybody together here. So I think it's just about time for us to play one of your songs. Now,
nice.
I think we'll play Seizure because that's going to be featured on the compilation album coming out on Mystic. And nobody's heard it yet, so here we go.
We originally met. He's the original guitar player. I'm the original drummer. We kind of
stole him away. I stole him away from Jason. That's what basically happened. Sorry.
Yeah, Fuzz was already a pre-existing band that just needed the members to push it forward. And Artie had met me, like he said, he stole me away. And then throughout the years, we've had several different bass players.
I see. And how long have you been together now?
I've had Josh in for 7 years, but the band has been together for a total of 26 years, a while. Been around a while. Wow.
Yes, you have.
26. Wow, they have quite an archive of really great music. When I first joined the band, I'm the newest guy, it was challenging and absolutely fun to play. The songs are incredible, and the recordings are fantastic, and the new record is amazing. And, yeah, so I'm lucky because I've watched these guys push it down the field for many years, and last guy fumbled a ball, and I picked it up, and that's been great ever since. I've been really enjoying playing with these guys. They're very talented and good musicians.
Well, I like your music.
That's great.
Yeah,
because this is pretty exciting.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's in your space. It's action-packed, and there's just, you know, I listen to some of the mainstream stuff that's on the radio today, and it's just not in your face. It doesn't bites you in the ass like, you know, some of our stuff does.
That, and that's a terminology that Doug Moody likes to, for punk rock music. He enjoys in-your-face music.
Yes, there's a lot of great bands on the label that I've been looking at, and FX is a cover of one of them, and really, really good stuff. So, yeah, this is a real honor. But, you know, it's this whole thing is just really kind of, you know, exciting and wow, you know.
Well, we're happy to have you. We're happy to have you on Mystic.
We're stoked to be on Mystic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to up my record collection and order some records.
There you go.
I'm back to collecting vinyl again.
Well, you know, vinyl is taken a big surge again, so it's really nice that people are enjoying the sound of vinyl. That's where it all began.
Yeah, there's definitely something to it. It's much nicer to look at the record, and you know, my collection got lost in the Carson City, but I kind of got back in it again pretty recently, so I'm slowly picking up. And, you know, when I see bands playing, if they happen to have one, I'll pick it up. But they've gotten expensive, too, so it's kind of, you know, like, well, you got to be a little more picky.
Well, you
I
want to
see the A-track
Records,
come back.
A-track. Well, you know, the sound of tape is good, and we still manufacture cassettes because there are a lot of people who still like cassettes, and they've taken a small jump back into the mainstream as well. With
wow.
Yeah. And I'm glad because I still have a cassette player in my truck. Exactly. A lot of people do. And, you know, the sound of tape and vinyl is so much better and clearer than CDs. And, you know, even with the downloading, you can get pretty close to the good sound of vinyl right from the downloading, too, you know. Downloading
is
a really long way.
That's great. Yeah, because, yeah, there is definitely a warmer sound to playing the vinyl record, analog, you know, especially on old
tube.
That's
what it is, the analog. Yes, you're
right. Nice fat tube.
Yeah, I just got an analog delay. Man, that thing is amazing. I'd still believe in analog.
I have an amazing song right here from Under Exposure. FUX, here we go. Off the new album Crackhead Connection with FUX, and we're live in the studio right now.
We are
live, and I believe you have some show dates coming up in February.
Soon, we're getting ready for them now.
Then we got February 2nd in Monterey County with Bridget the Midget at Planet Gemini. We got February 3rd with the U.S. Bombs down at the Doll Hut. February 24th with the Rattle Essence in Santa Cruz at the Blue Lagoon. And February 25th at the Golden Bowl, Oakland with Rattle Essence. And I believe our label mate, Anthony Soldier, is on the Santa Cruz show too as well.
Oh, how fun.
Charles.
We got a lot of shows lined up for next month.
Our season, that's our new season begin.
We're trying to make time to record, so we got, you know, a whole patch of songs coming up, and Artie's coming up with some really brilliant stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so we're really excited about the new record, so we might take a little break from doing a show, so you should probably try to get out there and see us. And we're playing the Doll Hut, right, with the U.S. Bombs.
Yeah.
Anaheim, the legendary Doll Hut.
So.
I love that place.
That place was punk.
It's
like a CBGB of Southern California.
This is true. Doll Hut's been around a long time.
It's like a grammar, CBGB, Doll Hut. That has that punk vibe going on. And Mac is a cool dude, too.
And they're still going.
Yeah, Mac is awesome.
We love you,
Mac. Mac is a man. Last time we played there, he stormed out of the door, and I was afraid. I thought he was going to come and beat me up, but he was, like, stoked with us. He just came out to find out who we were.
Yeah, I really liked
him. He came out to find out who we were.
he's a nice guy. I don't think he has a mean.
He looks mean. He's just like a big teddy bear, I guess.
I don't think he has a mean bone in his body. He's such a nice guy.
Big teddy bear.
Yeah, he is.
But when you piss a teddy bear off, they can kill you.
Yeah. I was just going to say, don't poke the bear.
Yeah, don't poke the bear.
Get him, watch your fingers.
Don't poke the bear, man. Don't put your hand in his honey jar.
Yeah. And so FUX does a Fraction cover on this recording, the Crackhead Connection recording.
Yes.
And I was downloading some of their stuff because I'm like, oh, man, this is great. You guys kill. So, yeah, they're on the label in 82, 83, I think.
I love
and so we got, and that's a really great version of that, an FUX cover of Skate and Destroy.
Let me see. I was looking for it. I have it on the soundboard here somewhere. Where is it? These are all under alphabetical order. Where did it go? Okay. So maybe it's time I refresh and see what's happening here. Hopefully we won't get disconnected. Aha! Okay, let me see where we at. Okay, here it is. Skate and Destroy.
Destroy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to add that to our covers album that we're putting out. And I hate to say this, but we're out of time for today's show. And I want to thank Josh, Artie, and Arthur coming on with the band From Underexposure. And don't forget,
thank you. That was fun.
5 year go home.
Thanks, Candace. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Candace. Bye-bye.
All right. See you guys next time. Bye.
All right.
Yay.
Bye.